So again, with three lines from the bottom of the base of a base, Tanar Abanan, Haraya Kesem, an Ishu finds a Kesem in our body. Again, we're saying a Kesem is Tami Midra Abanan, because we're Cheshish, that it was a real Re'iyah from it was a real Dam that came out of her. So it's rabbinically, we say she's Tami. And we're talking about an Ishu now is in the middle of her 11 days of Ziva. So if she sees 3 days in a row, she's a Zava Kadela. The Lach is as follows. If the stain is big enough that you can divide it into three separate stains, each one being grisfied, remember, a stain less than the size of a gris is never tame, even by kesem. Why? Because we say it came from a louse, machelas, a louse that was crushed can give off that amount of blood. More than a gris, then we say we have to be cheshish unless we have some other source that it came from her body. So over here you have enough to have a gris va'id, which is the proper share, for 3 days in a row. So you have a stain that's that big, that you have enough for 3 days in a row, 3 days in a row within 11 days. What does that make? Zava gedola. Says the Tanakhama, this Braisa, Chesheshes. But if it's not that large, if you don't have enough for three gris and vayid, for gris every day vayid, then we're not chesheshes. This again is a continuation of a discussion we really touched on yesterday, but there's a new brisa, and we're going to have a new sheet to come up right now. So this first sheet is similar to the sheet we had yesterday in the Mishnah, that is that if you have enough of a shear, you could be worried about ziva, about zava gedela. Rabbi Yehuda ben Agro Emer, and here's the chiddush of the day. Mishnah Rabbi Yasi, I don't care if it's smaller than the shear of three gris of vayit, meaning I don't have enough for three separate gris of each day. I'm still worried. Why? Because he has a new chashash. What's this chashash? If a woman sees during Ben Hashmashas, by nightfall, right, when it goes from day to night, halacha is you should see dam on three consecutive days. When she sees dam on three consecutive days, she's not tamei zava gedola. What if she saw on day one, day two, but on day two when she saw Ben Hashmashas, which is
almost 3 days.
Which is the end of day two and the beginning of day three. So her re'iyah would be over, her second re'iyah really encompasses 2 days. In that case, according to Rabbi Ben Agra, and the Chama, aren't really arguing on that particular point, it's considered as if you have a re'iyah of 3 days, and she b'zav agadil. So you don't need three grisim v'ayit. You don't need the full share of three separate days. You really need the share, very good, of 2 days. A share of 2 days would be sufficient. And their abundant point of contention, the chayra, is not this idea that if she sees three out of Ben Hashmashas, that wouldn't be considered like 2 days. The main point of the contention on the face of it is are we worried? Again, the whole thing is kesem. Are we worried that the kesem came at that time, that the kesem represents dam that came out of her body at that time? Right? I mean, if it came out about at that time, let's say everyone agrees at this point, that's going to be tamei. There's going to be machlokes coming up. We'll speak out right now, actually. What is called Ben Hashmashas? How long is Ben Hashmashas? We have reviewed the Shita, which is that Ben Hashmashas is around, I think they say it's around 9 minutes, but the amount of time it takes from when the red crest is still in the over the horizon till it's gone, till it's fully dark. That's Ben Hashmashas. Rabbi Yisrael's Ben Hashmashas is after that point. It's machlekes, again, this is part of the, when I said calculations later in the summit, there's machlekes if it's the end of that point or the moment right after that. But either way, Rabbi Yisrael holds, how long is Ben Hashmashas? Like the blink of an eye. Rabbi Yisrael's Ben Hashmashas is not one of these 9 minutes. Today we actually go, because the Rav, I think today we go with the share of 13 minutes of Ben Hashmashas, right?
13 and a half.
13 and a half. But it depends for what, right? The guy to go with 13 and a half for Ben Hashmashas.
That's part of the order of Israel.
Sorry?
It's different. Geographically.
Ben Hashmashas, I'm not sure. Do we make a difference depending where we are in the world for Ben Hashmashas?
Oh,
Rav saying, yeah. Sometimes.
How many degrees over the.
So that could be a chilek. But the point, the main point for us is whether Behuda is 9 minutes, whether it's 13 minutes, like the Gainim are saying, which seemingly we come from Behuda, Rabbi Yasi's arguing and saying the whole thing is a blink of an eye, right. And there's a machlekes in Rabbi Yasi. Does Rabbi Yasi mean the moment after Rabbi Behuda's Ben Hashmashas? That's when it is. So it's after Yehuda's finishes. Then the only thing is blink of eye anyway. But is it after Yehuda's finishes, or is it the last moment of Yehuda's that would be relevant? That will be relevant in coming up in this amen as well. Okay, fine. Whatever the Spanish Pashas is, we're saying that Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra is concerned that that's maybe when the Re'iyah, this Kesem stain, maybe it was Re'iyah that happened during that time, and therefore he says even two grisim will be enough to make her Tamei Zava Gedela. As Chashash. Amar Rebbe's top of Nungim Avalf, and here as we get to these calculations, we'll try to do it as best as possible. Amar Rebbe, Nirin Divir Behuda Ben Agra, Bishle Batka, Vidivir Cham Bishabatka. So Rebbe says a statement, which Rebbe actually makes a statement like this often in Shas. Actually, Rebbe's going to say Lashon of Nirin again on the base of today's daf. But these type of comments, Rebbe gets involved in Machlekes, comes up often in Shas, where Rebbe says, the words of this sheet appear in this case, and the words of that sheet appear to me in the other case. The problem is, when Rebbe makes these comments, we have to start making calculations, which is what? Which is, before we haven't explained the words yet, I know. Which means when Rebbe says it's nirin this shita in this case and that shita in this case, is Rebbe saying what he holds, what's nirin to him, that would be the pashtus. Another option could be Rebbe saying nirin to each other, the other one agrees, right? They use each other in the various cases I'm describing, which would lead us to now have to understand, so where are they arguing? If Nir in this case, if the Chum agreed to read the Vinagra in this case, and we didn't agree to Chum in that case, then where would they be arguing? Or the third option, would a third conversation would also have to be, is if it's Nir in the words of Rebbe Vinagra in this case, the Chum in that case, so then is there, what would be the pshat in the contentious views, meaning if Rebbe Yehuda ben Agra says it across the board, and Rebbe saying it's Nirin, so what's the point of contention? Why is Rebbe Yehuda ben Agra arguing in the case where Rebbe says Nirin the words of Chamim? And why the Chamim arguing in the case where Rebbe says Nirin the words of Rebbe Yehuda ben Agra? We're going to have to figure out all of these nuances. Let's see. So Rebbe says again, the words of Rebbe Agra make sense, which we don't even know what that means yet. Lebatka what? She didn't check herself, Bezikas Guf, she didn't check her Beged. There's two things to be checking over here, her body or her Beged. And if Chama b'Shabbat, the words of Chama are Nirin, where she did a bedika again, what does that mean? My batka, my lay batka. Gemara is going to ask, what does the bedika mean in this conversation? Amarava. Now that we have these variables, we can understand where the calculations are coming in. So, number one. Amarava, shkin l'rabanan t'beir rab d'yasvi kamri, hachem eskin k'en shabbat k'atzom v'be k'chaluka. We're talking about an issue, checked herself, but she did not check, meaning, when did she check herself, by the way? Checking herself stam is not an etza. We're talking about she checked herself by Benesh Mashas. That's the point of the argument of it, right? So she checked herself by Benesh Mashas, and she found no dam there. But she didn't check her beged. V'yaf atzmai bat kele Benesh Mashas Rebbe Yehuda. And even herself, when she checked, if she checked the whole Benesh Mashas without across the board, then what would be Pshat Rebbe Magra? She checked from beginning to end, all Benesh Mashas, Rebbe Yehuda Arvesi, so what would be the Shaila? The answer is, she only checked Rebbe Yehuda's Benesh Mashas, which is the greater one. But that's when she checked the Benesh Mashas Rebbe Yehuda Lebatka. She didn't check the Benesh Mashas Rebbe Yehuda, which according to this explanation, it would seem pretty clear that Rebbe's Benesh Mashas is not the end. Exactly, very good. So Rebbe's Benesh Mashas is obviously the one after Rebbe Yehuda's. It's immediately after, but after, not during, otherwise, like Harold said, it would have covered it. Okay. Benesh Mashas Rebbe Yehuda, Lebatka. She did not check Rebbe's Benesh Mashas. Rabbanan Savi Benesh Mashas Rebbe Yehuda, Leilu. Rabbanan hold that Rebbe's Benesh Mashas, which comes after Rebbe Yehuda's, even though it's immediately after, but it's after, that's already nighttime. So it doesn't make a difference if you didn't check then. As long as you checked Vahal Batka, Benesh Mashas Rebbe Yehuda. But she did check the Benesh Mashas Rebbe Yehuda. So according to Rabbanan, we're not worried about this Ari'iyah taking place during Benesh Mashas because she had checked. Rabbi Yehuda Tamei Damer, Rabbi Yehuda, now, just to be clear, I didn't stress this before we read it, Rabbi Yehuda ben Igra's opinion was, in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, go back to the bottom of Numbez Amez, it was Rabbi Yehuda ben Igra who said that we are concerned, even with a smaller amount of two grisim, we're concerned that two grisim is enough because it could be over Benesh Mashas. He said it in the name of who? Of Rabbi Yehuda. So it's very good now. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbeis is going to his own reasoning, the Benesh Mashas Sveiki, Avi. Rabbeis holds that Benesh Mashas at that moment after Behuda. It wasn't checked at that moment. That's a suffix. And therefore, he's going to say over here, it's a suffix as well. That is Rava's explanation, or Rava said, that was the explanation that Rabbanan gave in the Beis Medrash. V'aminu lana, Rava says, but I said to these Rabbanan, they gave this explanation, I have a problem. If you were saying that she had her hand in her eyes, meaning literally the bedika was taking place throughout the whole Benesh Mashas, which is kind of the way we were explaining it, that would make the most sense. That if the bedika was taking place throughout the Benesh Mashas, then the bedika suffices because you checked the whole time. But the assumption is, and again, it's an interesting assumption because we're going to have later in today's daf, there's a concept that we all know about called Hefsek Tara. At the end of her a tuma period, we do it after Zayin Nikiyim, but the original tuma was even when a woman becomes an Ida, she's tummy for 7 days, even if she sees Dam for 7 days straight, as long as she stops by the end of 7 days, she goes to Mifanai, she's Tara, what does she have to do? We usually don't speak this out. She has to do a Hefsek Tara, leave something in her body throughout the Benesh Mashas to make sure that we know for sure that there's a cleanliness that she's no longer seeing Dam, and only then can she go to the mikvah. There's Hefsek Tara, she's doing a bedika throughout the whole Benesh Mashas. But it says Rava, the stam bedikas are instant. You do bedika, that's it. You're in and out. So if you had a bedika going through the Benesh Mashas, this whole explanation is great. But that's pashas, not the case. Says Rava, Yafat Amrint, that would be great if you do a bedika throughout the whole time. Abba Achshav, over here, that the pashas is. She wasn't doing a bedika throughout the whole Benesh Mashas. According to the Benesh Mashas, it says 9 minutes, 13 minutes. It wasn't a bedika throughout the whole time. Shemem Siddiqa de Rasa. Maybe she did a bedika. Taka, when she did a bedika, she was clean. But the moment she took her hand out, finished the bedika, maybe that's what she saw. So you haven't eliminated the possibility that the dam was flowing during Benesh Mashas, which we're saying can count for day one and day two, count for 2 days, and therefore you're back to the chash, like a Yehuda. So why would the Rabbanan, why would we near in the Rabbanan's words in such a case? L'chari, you didn't give away, you didn't take care of the chash. If Amr leaves, and Rabbi said, the Chacham said to me, Kikar Minan, Kishnasi Adabena, Kobanesh Bashas. The answer is that we kind of assumed to begin with, we're talking about where indeed there was a Badika throughout the Kobanesh Bashas. She left it in, the Badika cloth throughout the Kobanesh Bashas, and therefore since it was clean, that's what Rabbanan is saying, it's not a concern. And Rabbi Yehuda, who's arguing, they were basing it as a concern, is because he, it's Rabbi Yishitim, Lishnasi holds that the Banish Bashas says the moment after Rabbi Yehuda's Banish Bashas ends, so we're talking about a case where she only had it in for Rabbi Yehuda's Banish Bashas, not for Rabbi Yehuda's, and that's the machlekes. So it's really not a machlekes in lamdas in this halach. It's a machlekes in din. What's being hashmashes? Bechlal. That's really what boils down to what this machlekes is according to the explanation. Okay. So now it says Gemara further. Based on this explanation, Amar Rabbi Nira Devar Rabbi Yehuda Ma'agra Kishlei Batka. The words of Rabbi Yehuda Ma'agra appear to be more correct when there was no bedika performed. That you got to worry about. Zavagadela, even though you don't have enough for three riyas, because two could be enough because it's banish mashas. Now, when no bedika is performed, that Rabbi says that makes more sense. Now, my lebatka, what does it mean, the words lebatka? If it means the way we kind of just explained it, that it's talking about a case where you did a bedika of Rabbi Yehuda, but Rabbi Yehuda's banish mashas, but not a bedika of Rabbi Yehuda's banish mashas. So I would say that in the case where she did a bedika, that means she did a bedika even by Rabbi Yehuda's banish mashas. But that doesn't make sense because Rabbi is saying nirin Rabbi Yehuda's words in a case where she didn't do a bedika for Rabbi Yehuda's Benesh Bashas. Sounds like Rabbi Yehuda himself said his own words, right? Rabbi saying Nirin, his pshat, his halacha, in this case. But he himself, Rabbi Yehuda's words, were even, not in that case, even where, that would be the simplest logical assumption, Rabbi Yehuda's words were even when a bedika was done, when, even through Rabbi Yehuda's Benesh Bashas. So if he did a bedika in Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda's Benesh Bashas, the bedika went through all the mishmashas. Why would Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra say bechlal that there still be tumi there? It doesn't make sense. If Rebbe's saying nirin his words in this case, sounds like he himself said it even more. Again, this gets back to what we try to be makdim when we started this with the words nirin. Nirin can have many connotations. Nirin can also mean nirin that he only said it in that case, but it's not that. That's like a pavet v'amurim. But the simple tashin nirin is not. The simple tashin nirin is that he said it across the board, and it's nirin to hold like him in this specific case. So ask the Gemara. Michal de Rebbe Savar. Does that mean Rebbe says even after the batka tevayo, even if the bedika throughout both banish mashas says chaisha, we're still chaisha shabatka? Why would you have a chashash that the riyah took place during? Again, this all we're assuming the kesem was a proper riyah, and if it was a proper riyah, when did riyah take place? We're saying it took place maybe banish mashas, but she did a bedika throughout both banish mashas, Rabbi Yehuda's and Rabbi Yasi, so there is no room for chashash there. Elab shita lay batka lay Rabbi Yehuda lay bedu Rabbi Yasi. It must be talking about a case where she did not do bedika in Rabbi Yehuda, in Rabbi Yasi. And that's where Rebbe's saying that Nirin, that you have to be concerned. Have a buzz, but Yehuda, Rabbi Yasi, that over there, Leichaisha. So we're tweaking it. When Rebbe says Nirin Divrei, Rebbe Yehuda ben Agra, who says we're concerned that it was Banish Mashas Dikariya, and we have to count that as 2 days, and the words of Rebbe was, Kislei Batka, where there's no Badika, he doesn't mean when there's no Badika of Rabbi Yasi, but there was a Badika of Rabbi Yehuda. Because that would mean Rabbi Yehuda saying Yeshita, Rabbi Yehuda and Agra, even when there's a Badika for both of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yasi, that makes no sense. So it must be what Rebbe is saying was, when there's no Badika at all, then I gotta be concerned, like Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra, who says that maybe it happened in Banish Mashas. But if there was a Badika, Aval, the Mar of Fierce is for us, Aval Batka, but Rabbi Yehuda, Flay Batka, but Rabbi Yasi, in a case where you had the Badika of Rabbi Yehuda's Banish Mashas, the longer Banish Mashas, but you left out the Badika of Rabbi Yasi's Banish Mashas, Lay Chaisha, for that one, not Chaisha. Why? Alma Banish Mashas, Rabbi Yasi, the Rebbe Lailu, because Rebbe held, like we said before from the Rabbanan, that Rabbi Yasi's Banish Mashas, which comes after Rabbi Yehuda's, is Laila, and therefore we're not gonna be concerned in that case. Fine. So essentially, Rebbe's saying that I agree to the concern of Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra, in a case where there was no bedika done by any banish mashas, that we have to be worried that maybe this kesem is based on a re'iyah that took place banish mashas, and it's considered for 2 days, and I gotta be worried. But the second there's a bedika done, let's say during Rabbi Yehuda's banish mashas, the long one, then I have no concern. Why? Because even though there was no bedika done for that blink of an eye banish mashas or Rabbi, Rebbe holds that's called at nighttime ready, which is like we said before from the Rabbanan. He holds that the Rabbi Yasi's Banish Mashas, which takes place after Behudas, is night. If it's night, it's ready the next day, it doesn't matter. And therefore, as long as the Badika was done during Banish Mashas of Behuda, that's sufficient. And over there, we would not agree to Behuda ben Igra. We'd say we're not worried about it being over 2 days. Okay. Says them 1 second. Let's take this further. Amos Seifa, But now look what Rebbe says in the Sefer, V'divrei Chachamim b'Shabbatka. Rebbe says, the word Chachamim Manira, k'Shabbatka, when there was a B'dika. Now what B'dika are we talking about? My B'dika. Either B'dika B'yudah, or B'dika B'yasi. That was the first case we just had. If you say we're talking about a case we did the B'dika of Rebbe Yudah's Manish Mashas, and not a B'dika of Rebbe Yasi's Manish Mashas, if that's the case, Mechlal Darabban Savri, that means their abundant hold. Afakav delay batka, but their vayu. Their abundant say, meaning Rebbe saying, I hold their abundant. We did a bedikah Rebbe Yehuda and not Rebbe Yasi's banish mashas. Sounds like they're, which means their abundant themselves held. Even no bedikah of Rebbe Yasi or Rebbe Yehuda, I'm still not concerned. Why not? Why wouldn't you be concerned? Afakav delay batka, but their vayu. Lechashinan, ask the Gemara, halay batka. Why wouldn't you be concerned if you're worried about this kesem that it came from a body and it's possible it came during banish mashas and you didn't do any bedikah then? Why would I not be concerned? Elab shita. What does it mean? When Rebbe says, Nirin Devei Chachamim, that we're not concerned, when there was a B'dika, it means when there was a B'dika both by Rebbe Yehuda's Manish Mashas and Rebbe Yehuda's Manish Mashas. Avo B'dika B'Yehuda, V'lo B'dika B'Yehuda, make a D'ik from there, but had there been a B'dika only in Yehuda's Manish Mashas, not Rebbe Yehuda's Manish Mashas, Chashim, there would be concern, which is a direct stira to what we just inferred from Rebbe, when he said Nirin Devei Rebbe Yehuda Ben-Egra, when there's no B'dika. Ama Benesh Mashas to Rebbe Yasi, the Rebbe Misafkalei. According to this, Rebbe is concerned about the Benesh Mashas to Rebbe Yasi. Kash to Rebbe, it comes out of stira in Rebbe, based on this cheshvan of how interpreting the words Nirin and the B'dika, it comes out of stira in Rebbe himself. Is he worried, does he treat Rebbe Yasi's Benesh Mashas? Again, it's only a blink of an eye, but does he treat it like a Zman of Suffolk or not? Is it nighttime or is it still Benesh Mashas? Hachikamar, Nirin Devei Rebbe Yehuda Ben-Egra L'Rabbanan. So now we're going to interpret it the alternative way we said before we started, which is not Rebbe saying Nirin to me, his sheet to here, and Nirin to me, his sheet to the other one's sheet over there. Nirin to each other, Nirin to Rebbe Yehuda, the Rabbanan sheet in this case, and Nirin to Rabbanan, Rebbe Yehuda sheet in this case, meaning we're limiting the scope of the Machlaikis. Let's see. Hachamar, Nirin de Rebbe Yehuda L'Rabbanan, the sheet of Rebbe Ben Igra that we're concerned that it's banished Mashas Dikariya, and you have to count it as 2 days, that concern is logical, the Rabbanan agree to it, the Rabbanan delay but kaklal. In a case where there's no B'dika taking place at all, the Rabbanan agree to B'dika Negra, that we have to be concerned, says Rebbe. Like a divrei, in a case where we didn't do any B'dika, Sai Kor, Yehuda's Banish Mashas, according to Rebbe's Banish Mashas, no B'dika was done, and therefore concerned, Shavcham Lenech Lulav, even the Cham didn't disagree, Ella, the B'dika 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 B'dika, even the Rabbanan only disagreed when he did a B'dika of Yehuda's Banish Mashas, and not Rebbe's, the Rabbanan said that's enough. And according to Rabbi Shuvim and Igram, the name of Yasi, that wouldn't be enough. Avalech lebat kakal, might labor in the case, with no bedik at all, even the Rabbanan would agree to Behuda ben Igra in such a case. Okay. So it comes out that Rabbi Yehuda ben Igra is clearly going with Rabbi Yasi's Banish Mashas, and the Rabbanan are going with Rabbi Yehuda's Banish Mashas. Rabbi Yehuda's Banish Mashas, again, is the longer one, it's the either 9 minutes, we said, or 13 minutes, that spans. That the Racham is saying that's the banish mashas we're worried about, but once that's over, we're not concerned. Rabbi Yasi is only a blink of an eye, but till now we've been saying it's after Rabbi Yehuda's. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Igra is going like Rabbi Yasi, and the Rabbanan going like Rabbi Yehuda. Okay. For a minute, the rest of we have a stira. Haraya kesem, if an ishi sees a kesem, this is a beggar she's been wearing for 3 days in her 11 days of Ziva. She's wearing this beggar for 3 days. Ron, she sees a kesem. If it's a big enough stain that has 3 grist plus, we're concerned that maybe it was discharged over 3 days, and she now has a din of a zava, she has a din of a zava gedela. But if the stain was a small discharge, let's say only less than 3 grisim, even two plus, we don't have to be concerned that she's a zava gedela. These are the words of Rabbi Yehuda ben Agrim Shemarbesi, and notice he's not concerned about any banish mashas riyas. Amar Rabbi says, "Ani shemati mimenu she'achazu v'achazu chashashas." So Rabbi says, "I heard from Rabbi Yasi that he says in both cases we are chashash, meaning because we're concerned that it happened banish mashas." Umin atam is amarli, and this is the logic he said to me. Umayli nidish leifish b'tara mina michal amala, a case of anida who did not perform a bedika to establish that she was tamei from minchanan leite b'chaskas tuma, won't she remain b'chaskas tuma? So an ishu finds a stain in her began who didn't do a bedika at all by banish mashas, shouldn't we be concerned that the dam came out at a time of banish mashas, and therefore we should be concerned that even a size of a kesem of 2 gris v'aid, not 3 grisim, maybe should be enough to make her zavah gedela because it happened on banish mashas. Meaning Rebbe is introducing over here, he's asking Rebbe Negra, really where Rebbe Negra's own sheet was before, that he said before in the name of Rebbe Yasi, we're concerned it happened on banish mashas, and we treat it like 3 stains. Over here he's not saying that, so Rebbe's saying, shouldn't we be concerned? the Nirin Devar of Kishabatka. So Rabbi says, if a Rabbi Ben Igra over here is not concerned, it's Mestavi is talking about a case, where a Batika was done. Where there was a Batika done. Since the Batika was done by Banish Mashas, therefore, it's not a concern. So his words make sense in a case where there was a Batika. That's where I agree. Only two grisa would not be enough to make her Tame Zavagadela. But if there were no Batika done, I would say she would be a Zavagadela. Now, what Batika is he talking about? My Batika. Either with the Batika with Rabbi Huda, the Batika with Rabbi Yisi. If it's not my case, with the Batika was done in Rabbi Huda, the Spanish Mashas, the Rabbi Spanish Mashas, Machad Rabbi Mirga Savar, Afagav, Play Batika, Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Yisi. If Rabbi is talking my case with the Batika done by Rabbi Huda, the Spanish Mashas, not Rabbi Yisi. Sounds like Rabbi Huda Menigra, who Rabbi's arguing on in this Baisa, held even there's no Batika done, Sai Rabbi Huda, Spanish Mashas, Sai Rabbi Yisi, Spanish Mashas, was still a chesh. What does that mean? You need to do any Batikas, we're not worried they have Spanish Mashas. Halei Batka, the same question we asked before in the Rabbanan, we'd be asking Rabbi Huda Menigra, why would not be chesh if no Batikas were done? Ela Pshita, the Batka, Bein Rabbi Huda, Bein Rabbi Yisi. It's Pasha that, what's Rabbi talking about? Rabbi's talking about a case where he had a full fledged Batika across the board, Rabbi Huda's Spanish Mashas and a Spanish Mashas. And he's saying over there, I'm not concerned. I agree, I'm not concerned. Michal Rabbi Huda Menigra Safar, Rabbi Menigra says that I'm not concerned even without that Batika. What does he hold? Batka Bidir Rabbi Huda, Vilay Batka Bidir Rabbi Yisi. Even if you have a Batika, what's Rabbi Huda arguing? He's being more lenient. In what sense? He's saying a Batika of Rabbi Huda is enough, even if you didn't have a Batika of Rabbi Yisi, which is exactly not like we had in the prior Brisa where we said that Rabbi Huda Menigra Shita was going specifically like Rabbi Yisi. Michal, says the Gemara, or Alamai should say, Banish Mashas Rabbi Yisi, Rabbi Huda Ben Igra Leilu. We see, I mean, let me just go back. I think I may skip some words. Mechal Rabbi Huda Ben Igra Savar Batka Rabbi Huda Vlei Batka Rabbi Yisi Leichaisha B'dika Rabbi Huda Benish Mashas. Without a B'dika Rabbi Yisi Benish Mashas is enough. You're not Chayshish. Which means Alma Benish Mashas Rabbi Huda Rabbi Yisi Rabbi Huda Ben Igra Leilu. Which means according to this Chayshman now, Rabbi Huda Ben Igra does not agree to Rabbi Yisi Benish Mashas. He holds it's nighttime. Kasha Rabbi Huda Ben Igra Rabbi Ben Igra. This interpretation of Rabbi Huda Ben Igra in this price is a steer to the interpretation we had in the first passage we quoted today, where we learned that Rabbi Huda Ben Igra Mishim Rabbi Yisi, by the way, was, which may be part of the answer, Bishop Yasi, is going, he goes to Rabbi Yasi Shita. Says the more Bishlam Blei Rabbi Lekasha, had Rabbi not spoken up over the end in the two prices, it wouldn't be Shver. Because I can make the following distinction. Hasam debat kubid yudav lebat kubid yasi. Over there, it's talking about a case in the first price where he did a B'dika of Rabbi Yudav Mesh Mashas, did not do a B'dika of the second blink of an eye, Ben Shmashas Rabbi Yasi, and Hachat debat kanami b'dir yudav Rabbi Yasi, he did a B'dika of both. So without Rabbi Yudav, I could have interpreted the second price talking about he did a B'dika of both, therefore it's all good. Ella b'dir Rabbi Kasha. However, in the case, once you have Rebbe's explanation, you now have a stira in Rabbi Huda Ben Igra, what he holds about the Badika, or what he holds about the Mishmashas Rabbi Yisi. Is he makbir for it or not? Says the Gemara, Trei Tanayim, this finishes the Big Cheshbon, Trei Tanayim Vali B'dinu Ben Igra. Clearly, we have two Tanayim according to Rabbi Ben Igra. Hai Tana Savar, Shalom Ben Mishmashas Rabbi Yehuda, and here we introduce a new idea, top of a base, V'hadecha Ben Mishmashas Rabbi Yisi, which is how we've been going the whole time. This Tana holds that Rabbi Yehuda's Ben Mishmashas ends, and only then does Rabbi Yisi start, which is how we explained the whole time, and that's how we're going to stick with the interpretation of the first Brisa. The high town of this new Brisa is arguing, you know why? Because he holds Benish Mashas Rabbi Yisi Meshach Shai B'Rabbi Yehuda. You're right, Rabbi Yisi Benish Mashas is only bleak of an eye, and Rabbi Yisi Benish Mashas is at 9, 10, 11 minutes. But guess what? Rabbi Yisi, well, it's not the same. One's blinking right, one's nine. But it's that last moment. Rabbi Yisi's overlaps within Rabbi Yehuda's. So the Dika for Rabbi Yehuda's Benish Mashas encompasses the Badika for Rabbi Yisi. He's very good. Says Gemara Vayitan to Rabbi Yisi, Meshach Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore that's why Rabbi Yehuda Ben Igra over there can argue it's not a steer Rabbi Yehuda Ben Igra. It's a machlekes in Rabbi Yehuda Ben Igra how he interprets Rabbi Yisi's Benash Mashas. That's the difference in the two prices. So I think my warning was warranted about the cheshbon of the adat. But again, let's just go over outside quickly. We're going to finish the rest of the Amid, at least to the Mishnah. But let's go over outside just some of the main points, just so we could take out. I mean, if you have time to chaz the whole cheshbon, even better, but let's take out some main points. A kesem, we know, makes a person again, makes a woman tummy, because we're concerned that if we have no, she didn't go through a shlachtais or some other place where the top could have come from, we have to assume that it came from her body, unless it's smaller than the size of a louse. But you can say again, it came from a louse. Fine. This kesem, we're saying, if it's during Yemei Ziva, if it's big enough to be just one riyah, she's tummy for one day, she may say, can I get yayim? If it's big enough to be three riyahs, three separates of grisvai, three generous riyas. Then we're saying she's tummy four. She's going to be tummy a zava gedela. That seems to be, everyone seems to be agreeing to that, at least in today's Gemara. Everyone's agreeing to that. The discussion was, what if there's less than a shear of three grisim? You only have two grisim, but there's a concern that perhaps one of the riyas were by banish mushes. Over there, if it's banished mashas, that counts as two separate days, and therefore you would be considered, she would be considered a zava gedola in that case, right? So the shaila, and our whole discussion was, what bedikas would have to take place to eliminate that possibility of it being a banished mashas tikkuriyah? Are we worried about Rabbi Yehuda's banished mashas? Are we worried about Rabbi Yehuda's banished mashas? That was the crux of the overall discussion. Okay. Says Gemara now, a new idea, related to Kesem, but a new idea.
Three in a row, right?
3 days in a row, correct.
Now let's say, if it's not day, it's
3 days in a row.
No. If it doesn't count as 2 days, then it would break the chain. That's their problem.
No, if it was the second day. Who you're jumping to say, you're saying it's the second day. Maybe it's the first day. Maybe it's the first day, right? Larry's just pointing out that not only would you not have 3 days, if Banish Mashas counts as 1 day, and if it counts as the second of the 2 days, then you'd have a day in between.
And in the opinion that says that Rabbi Yossi is like night, that obviously doesn't hold that it's within the time period.
Correct, right. We've got that. Thank you. We also just spoken out, there's a machlekes, a fundamental machlekes, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, how long Banish Mashas is. Is it, we'll call it some odd, roughly 10-minute period, roughly, because we have different shitas, or is it in a blink of an eye? Rabbi says blink of an eye, Rita says 10-minute period, and then we have Machlekes, when is Rabbi Yehuda's blink of an eye? Is it in the end of Rabbi Yehuda's period, or is it right after? Meaning, is it during the end, or right after? Okay.
It was Rabbi Yehuda's period, and it was after Rabbi Yehuda's period, then actually, it's the next day.
According to other opinions. That's what Amiel was pointing at, exactly. According to the opinions. Very good. Tanabon. Haraya Kesem. If an Isha finds a kesem on her beged, so we're saying she's tame, metame asma v'kachem lo'afreya. She's metame, that's interesting, shprat, herself and kachem. What's herself and kachem? So herself represents two things. Kachem, we understand. She's tame. This is like the basic demand in this pesechta, that when Isha sees that she's tame retroactively. But it's not the basic then. Let me tweak that. The basic then, when she's tame, how far back? 24 hours, or to the last bedika. We did have a sheet that goes back more than that, but pashas is 24 hours or the last bedika, right? By kesem, we take a go back to the last time we know this beged was clean. Because let's say she's wearing this beged, or even whether straight or off and on for the past 3 weeks. It hasn't been cleaned, we know, in 3 weeks. And we know she's worn it off and on the past 3 weeks. We don't know when the stain happened. So we have to be worried going back 3-4 weeks. So it does go back further. Kachem means any kachem that she touched. Atzma means two things. Atzma can mean, let's say she's had relations with a guy. She's metama the guy. Now she's not metama metama of nida for 7 days. It's only metame of 1 day. But anyone she touched, the guy is tame, the guy who she had relations with. And furthermore, I mean, that's the pashtas, let's say. Then furthermore, the word atzma, this is the ikar taich that Gemara's focus on, is she's metame tyrus as well. There used to be people that were makbet to treat chulin al tyrus akedish. They would treat the chulin just as extra certainty because it's very hard. We've said this many times, we'll say it again. I think it's obvious, the biggest change we're going to have, and maybe bana beis hamikdash, and we get back to the dinim of Kachim and Eretz Yisrael and Tumah V'Tahara's and Trumas and Maestros is going to be Tumah V'Tahara. Tumah V'Tahara, 2 weeks a month, every bench she sits on, everything she touches, and at the same time we have rampant Tumah, we're all Tumah Tekos, Tumah Mace anyway. But once we have to be Makram Tumah, Tumah Mace you can handle, Tumah Sharetz you can handle. This Tumah is rampant, so to speak, every 2 weeks, or a week. These days, we're makbet 2 weeks, but it's a week of the month. Anything she sits on touches the tummy. At the same time, we're going to have all this kachim and trumas to deal with to be makbet on. I think it's pashas, it's going to be the biggest change in our lives. I think so. Fine. Point is, they used to, back in the day, do chul and atar sakaydish. And you could really understand it. The people that were makbid, they wanted to keep everything, they treated everything, they don't want to be busy, that truma, I got to be makbid on hektish, on eskusha, hektish I got makbid on eskusha, cool and I don't, it just adds one more layer of, let's treat everything, it's like the people of Havzal, don't have parv. Everything's either milchus or fleshiks. They don't want to start mixing up, everything's milchus or fleshiks, they don't have any extra confusions, right? Similar type of idea, they want to make everything atar sakaydish. So that's atzma over here. Tumas atzma means A, kachim is kachim, but B, it's betama if she's makbet on taras hakodesh, or any taras that she touched, any taras that she touched becomes, now we have to assume it's tame, even though it's taras, we have to treat it as if it's tame, and any person she was bal, we have to treat it as tame. Okay. So says the Gemara, lemafreya, going back, when? To the last time the beggar was washed, it could be weeks. Divir Abi, Rishman Azaimer, Kachim Tama, Kachim Takatame, Atzma, but the Taras that you're treating on Taras, you want to treat like Hegdish, or the guy that you may have had relations with, ain't a Matama. You know why? She's like, Kiss Machamur Mariasa. It's not Matama because how could her Kesem be worse than her Iya? Her Iya goes by 24 hours, so 24 hours will give you. Let it go back 24 hours, but not more than that. Not more than 24 hours for when you found the stain. Says, I understand. But you just told me, even according to Rishon Lezer, Kachim does go back retroactive. Say the same svara. It shouldn't go back more than 24 hours. You were able to agree that the guy be Kachim, the Kassim is more Chamer than Riya. Ella says, Gemara, Taniyachi, Rishon Lezer, Aimer, Af Kachim, Eina Matame, Shleye, Hey, Kisba Chamura, Miriasa, L'chadav. You're right. Take it back. The Gabi Atzma and the Gabi Kachem, he's saying, you go back 25 hours, no more. 25 hours, you go back. But you don't go back more than 25 hours because it can't be worse than what? It can't be worse than a regular Ria. And therefore, remember, the whole din of Kesem is rabbinic. It's a Chumra. It can't be worse than a regular Ria. And therefore, he disagrees. They don't go back to the last time it was laundered. Rather, they go back 25 hours when you found it. Tarabon. Another Allah L'Gabi Ksamim. Rasa Kesem, Bachach, Rasa Dam. What if she saw Kesem and saw Dam shortly afterwards? So here's the Gemara Shaila now. Now we talk have really good reason to believe this Kesem is a real stain. So could I now, let's see. Tehle Kisma, Briyasa Meisleis. The issue is like this. Lemaisa were Makbid, at least at a rabbinic level, for Kesem as well. Could she connect the Kesem to the Riyah and say, just like I'm a Riyah now, I saw a Riyah at 5 this afternoon, I have to go back to 5 yesterday, 24 hours. So that encompasses whatever I have to worry about my Kesem as well, because I have a real Riyah to attach it to, and I don't have to go back further from the Kesem, be it till the last time it was laundered, let's go with that opinion, or even 24 hours from when the Kesem was spotted, according to the more lenient Jeter, Shmuel Elazar. But certainly, according to the opinion, it says I have to go back to when the last time was laundered, that could be weeks ago. Could I now take the option of connecting my Kesem to the Riyah and only go back 24 hours from the Riyah or not? So the Rebbe says you can. Says Taylor Kisma Briasa Mayslays. Rebbe says, and Rebbe by the way was the one that says you go back for a few weeks, you go back to the last time it was laundered. Rebbe says, over here, I can connect the Kesem to Riyah and only go back to Mayslays. Divir Rebbe. Rashman Lazaimer, Yaimai. He says, ironically enough, Rashman Lazar was one who's more lenient by Kesem Machal anyway. He says, yeah, anyway, I'll only go back 24 hours from the Kesem. But he says being Taylor the Kesem in the Riyah, connecting it, is only if it's the same calendar day. So again, it's not a massive difference, but it's a difference. Same calendar day. Meaning, if she saw the Kesem at 5 o'clock at bad example today because it was 5 o'clock this night. 5 o'clock this morning, and she saw the Riyah till 4 o'clock this afternoon. Shkia these days is like 4:30 till 4 o'clock this afternoon. We can connect the Kesem with the Riyah, according to Rishon Lezer. But if the Riyah was seen at 6 o'clock this evening today, then no, it wouldn't work. Why? Because since it's a separate calendar day, therefore we wouldn't be able to connect it. According to Rabbi, it would work. Why? Because since it's still within the same 24-hour period, you can connect the Kesem to the Riyah, and you only go back retroactive 24 hours from the Riyah, and that encompasses the Kesem, and therefore, according to Rabbi, you'd still be able to connect it, even though it's a separate calendar day, it's within 24 hours, according to Rabbi Shimon or not. Amar Rabbi, Nirin Dvar Midvarai, Rabbi Shimon, again, Rabbi saying this Lashon again, his words appear more logical, more reasonable than my words. He's fixing her up, and I'm messing her up more. Now, it's interesting. It's opposite. Rebbe's allowing to connect her kesem to Re'iyah over a 24-hour period, even if it's two separate days. Exactly. Whereas Rebbe Shimon Elazar is only allowing to connect the kesem to the Re'iyah if it's the same calendar day, which is at most 24 hours, but it could be as little as an hour. So how is Rebbe saying, he's fixing her more than me, I'm messing her up? On the contrary, Shimon Elazar is messing her up, and Shimon Elazar is being more stringent on her than Rebbe. Rebbe's saying it's nirin the words of Shimon Elazar because he's being more lenient, so to speak. Rebbe is.
Did you say that the original shitas were?
Their original shitas is correct. Rebbe held you go all the way back to the last time it was laundered. Shimon Elazar you only go back 24 hours. Legabe that, then Shimon Elazar is more lenient. But that's not what Rebbe's referring to. He's referring to this machlekes. That's a good point. But he's referring to this machlekes of when I have a kesem in close proximity to a Riyah, can I connect it or not? And in that machlekes, Shimon Elazar is not being more lenient. Overall, Mel's right. It's overall, it is Rebbe Shimon Elazar. She's always going to be more lenient because you anyway only go back 24 hours. Correct. That's true. But that's not what we're referring to. Let's see. I'm Ravina. So I'm exactly the Mar. Yes, by the way, Avusei Ma'avisla. Rebbe Shimon Elazar is more chamer than Rebbe. Not the other way. I'm Ravina Epech. Taka flip it. Rebbe means to say, flip the words, not Rebbe means to say. Rebbe said, my words, Rebbe's words, are more mistaken because I'm more lenient. That's one explanation. Rav Nachman Amar, no. Leil my tepach. There's a benefit to Rav Shimon Elazar's words. How so? Shum misakin hechaseh lidei ziva. V'animo aves hechaseh lidei ziva. It means as follows. You're right, Rebbe's more lenient in attaching a kesem to a Riyah to negate the effect of the kesem Riyah in the case where Rav Shimon Elazar wouldn't. Meaning, let's pick a case. We'll pick the case that was very relevant. The kesem was seen on Sunday afternoon. The Riyah was seen, the proper Riyah, Sunday evening. Right? Let's later tonight, Sunday evening. According to Rebbe, as long as it's within 24 hours, the kesem connects to the Riyah, so it becomes part of that Riyah. It's one Riyah now, Sunday night. You only have to worry about going back to retroactively 24 hours from the Sunday night. But here's the key point. When you start counting, once she has a Riyah, what does she see? The Nida. You start counting the Nida days start from Sunday night, which In English, we call it Monday. Sunday night in Jewish is Monday. So you count 7 days from Monday, and then that's for 7 days. And then any re'iyah afterwards, starting for the next week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or you may ziva, 3 days in a row, would make her a zava gedela. That's according to Rebbe. Rebbe's saying, according to Rebbe Shimon Elazar, he holds that it has to be the same day. If it has to be the same day, meaning this exact case, let's say the kesem was today on Sunday, the re'iyah was tonight, Sunday night. You cannot connect anymore, right? Why? Because it's a separate calendar day. So the kesem remains the kesem. The re'iyah is when you start the need to count, not the day of kesem. The re'iyah is the need to count. And therefore, when you see the next Monday, that's really just the last day of her nida, according to Rabbi Shimon Elazar. According to Rabbi, that's already going to be the first day of ziva. So according to Rabbi Shimon Elazar, first of all, 1 day of seeing longer is going to be considered part of Yemei Nida, as opposed to Rabbi that calls it part of Yemei Ziva. According to Rabbi, you shouldn't need the Shemeres Yom Kinek Yom. According to Rabbi Shimon Elazar, you won't need the Shemeres Yom Kinek Yom. And furthermore, if she sees 3 full days in a row, according to Rabbi, she's already a Zava Gedaila, needs 7 clean days. According to Shimon Elazar, that first day didn't count. So how many days in a row has she seen? Only 2 days in a row. So Shimon Elazar's idea of splitting the Kesef from the Re'iyah lends her 1 extra day in that situation that she'll be able to avoid becoming a Zava Gedaila or having the Dinah Shemeres Yom Kinek Yom. Okay. Last Gemara, Bayer Minei Reb Zera, we've referenced this earlier today. Bayer Minei Reb Zera, Merabasi, Ksamim, Tzrichim, Hefsek Tara Eloi. This is the idea again, at the end of her 7 days, when Aisha is in need of her 7 days, so in order to go to and become Tara, she has to stop seeing Dam, and she goes to make Mikvah, she can be seeing Dam on day 7 still. As long as she stops seeing by nightfall, she goes to Mikvah, she's Tara. What's an indication she stops seeing? She hasn't seen, she doesn't see Dam coming out of her body. She does what's called Hefsek Tara. She sticks a bdika cloth in, and she does have Satara to do an examination to make sure that she's really stopped seeing them. So the shaila is, do ksamim require, ksamim is a chumr darbanan, we're makbet to treat as if she's tamei, but does that require have Satara or not? Ishtik vam lamidi. So Zera asked a question, Ravasi is quiet, didn't give a response. However, Zimnash chodiyas v'kamar, Rav Zera found Ravasi sitting and quoting the Braisa, this discussion about being Taylor, the Kesem, Briyasa, Meis, Leis, Devi Rebbe. Rebbe Shita is that within 24 hours of having a Kesem that she sees Riyah, you can connect the Kesem to Riyah, that Shita of Rebbe. And Amr Ishlakish Busha Batka, Ishlakish says, but we're talking about a case where she did this, that you can connect it, and she's not talking retroactively. There's another halacha on this din that what? She has to have a Badika by day 7 to make sure that she stops saying Dam in order to go to the Mikvah. Rebbe Yechel, Amr, no, Avishle Batka. And Amarle, Rav Zeir said to Ravasi, Mechal Deksam Tzuch Hefzatara. You're saying there's a machlekes over here between Rish Lakish and Bechran. If in the case where you have a kesem connected to Riyah, you had this bedika, this Hefzatara or not. But it sounds like in general you hold, it's pretty clear that you take for granted that ksamim require Hefzatara. So Amarle in, Ravasi said to Rav Zeir, yes, I do hold that. Now Rav Zeir is bothered. The story we said a moment ago, he asked him a shayla and Ishtik Leilamidi. When he asked him a shayla, do you need Hefzatara for Ksamim, he was quiet. So says, Fazim Sagi Amalei in. Rabbi says, yes. Fazim Sagi in. Baiminech. So says Rabbi Zera to Rabbi Asi. I asked this question multiple times about an Isha, whether Kesem requires a Hefzatara. Rabbi Amalei Midi, didn't answer me. And now you're just saying matter of factly in this Brisa that it does need it. Dilma, so Rabbi Zera gave like an out, an explanation, and he just wanted to confirm, is this the case? Dilma Agav Shitvach Aislach. Through your learning in this Brisa, you came to Akara that a Kesem requires a Bedik. Is that what happened? And now you got clear in the same discussion of this Brisa. That's why I kept being clear to you. I'm laying in Agav Shitvach Aislach. Through the flow of learning in this Brisa, I got more clear about the general din, whether Kesem needs Hefzatara, and that's what I'm saying to you now as a Pashas. But when you asked me, I talked, I didn't know. It's a funny conversation, but he felt he was hiding it from him. I'm not sure. But he's wanted to clarify why all of a sudden now he knew the answer. Until now he didn't. The answer is because in learning this Brisa, he got to not the Brisa says clearly one way or another, but he got to an understanding that Hefzatara is required even by Kesem. We'll pick it up here tomorrow.